Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're talking about several things, but this is actually part 90 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this will be program number 192. That's 192. If you need a copy of it after this service, you can order it either CD or audio tape, and please specify which one you want. Postage and handling is free, and so are the tape, the audio tape, or the CD. And we have several letters, and we have a report. Just before I start praying, though, I'll just wait on this one. It's a report from the Pope, today's Pope, and this appeared in Monday, the 29th, that's today. The Texarkana is 2000, they have marked down here 2005, but it's actually 2006. Somebody needs to wake up. And if my memory serves me right, it's the year 2006. And Calvin Coolidge is not the president anymore. All right. Okay, so it's Monday, the 29th, 2006, Texarkana Gazette, Texarkana, Texas. And it's an Associated Press release. And it talks, it's a statement that Pope Benedict made. And so, Mr. Ratzinger. So we'll just, as soon as I get through praying here. And we have several letters. And another report, a warning that the Lord put before my eyes that I should warn you with, because it's very important. Right now, let's all go to the throne. I know that's where I'm going. Father, let everything that's said on this tape be yours. That souls may be saved and the church be edified. I'm talking about the church of the newborn, the people that are born of the Spirit, and in Lord, that we are receiving these things so that we can warn others. The way that we bind Satan on earth, you've shown me, is to expose him. And this is the very thing that I like doing. And again, many people despise hearing the truth because they're of the devil. They're of the one that you have said is a liar and the father of it. The one who murders, he's a murderer and a thief. Yeah, I really love seeing souls saved, Lord. This is what you, the last command you gave us, to go into all the world, preaching, teaching, warning, rebuking, and complimenting those that do your work, rebuking those that need to be reproved and rebuked. Lord, that the souls that you died for will be saved, and the church, all those in your church, your body, the New Jerusalem, your bride, will be strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray, and I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this is a news article in today's paper, Texarkana Gazette, Monday the 29th, 2006. And this is from Poland on the Associated Press. Now, remember, it's come out so much now that the Vatican is the one, the popes are the ones that have vowed to destroy all the Jews. And Pope Benedict the 16th, i.e. Mr. Ratzinger, he went to Poland at Auschwitz, and he looked, and they claimed to be actors. The last pope wanted so dearly to be an actor. Oh, he wanted it so bad. I said an actress, because he's been found to be a homosexual and a child molester. And this is documented. And he was upset about it. And I said, well, sue me, because I have all the proof, and I'll win the lawsuit. And he would not sue me, and nor would he interview. I wanted to have on television worldwide, and I offered this Pope the same opportunity. It's a photo opportunity for him to do a debate with me on live television. None of them will take that. Some of the foolish cardinals did that with me on many stations from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Chicago, and they had to turn the pot off when I was talking because I got them so bad. That's why I only do live interviews now. But this Pope, this is really, you know, unbelievable after I've exposed him as much, and other people now have said, quote, why, Lord, did you remain silent? Question mark. How could you tolerate all this? In other words, another question mark, unquote. In other words, a bastard is somebody that doesn't have God for their father, are wanting to blame God for what those devils did over there. Why did God tolerate it? God never tolerated. Don't you know that all you people are going to stand judgment on Judgment Day, and you for trying to blame God, not trying to, you're blaming God for what happened over there, and that he didn't do something about all of you. Well, number one, he allowed the Vatican to, like he allowed Nebuchadnezzar to destroy a bunch of Jewish people because they didn't believe. They wouldn't receive God's word. That's number one. Why, if you're of the Lord, you people at the Vatican, don't you know that? It says all the way through the Bible that God will curse people that reject his word. And he swallowed a bunch of Jews into hell alive. But the ones that went with Moses, he did not swallow into the... It doesn't make any difference if you're a Jew or a Gentile. The Lord still punishes everybody that does not honor his word. And his word is the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, kiss God's son, lest he be angry with you. Amen?
Amen.
And so now, Mr. Ratzinger or Pope Benedict, you know the answer why the Lord tolerated that. But he also did not tolerate the ones that he used to destroy the Jews. He allowed King Titus to go into Israel and destroy it because that they rejected the Messiah and they rejected his word, the bulk of them. The first Christians were Jews. I'm a Jew, and I'm preaching the Lord Jesus Christ because I don't want to wind up in the same pit of hell that you're going to, in the lake of fire. Says I believe God, and I don't blame God for anything that he's done. If he does something to a person, you deserve it. Amen?
Amen.
Or if he's allowing something to happen to somebody that is of the Lord, like he allowed King Saul to attack David. David had to go through some fire with him. But in the end, David was the king of Israel. The king of, and his place where he stayed was in Jerusalem. And he also was the king of Judah. Why would you ask such a question when you know very good and well that you Catholics are the ones that pulled the trigger on these Jews? You are the ones that murdered 7 million Jews, and you're just saying that because it's been exposed so much now that you're trying to pretend. You're a bad actor or actress. Are you also homosexual yourself, or whatever you are? You know, the script doesn't work anymore. You know, you better stop saying stupid things like this because nobody believes you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if they say they do, it's only because they don't want you to kill them. You're a murderer and a liar and a thief, just like your father, the devil. Okay, so much for this news article. You can look it up. It's right on the front page of the Texarkana Gazette that this monster would say such a dirty, filthy lie, and that the press would print it in their news, in the media, to try to make you feel that they're so benevolent. But I'm the benevolent one. I'm the one putting the finger on the people that really murdered them. But you notice the Pope before you, Pope John Paul, has already went to meet his maker. And you're going too. You're a pretty old dude. You probably got one foot, I'm sure you have one foot in the funeral parlor and the other one in the grave. You're going to be meeting him pretty soon, and you're going to be very sorry for saying things like this. You filthy liar, you. How anybody could worship you or pay any attention to anything you say without exposing it, I have no idea. Okay, now I'm going to give this news report back to whoever wrote it with the 2005 on it, okay? You got it right on this page. 2006. You have to make up your mind. Okay, now, where's the first letter from, please?
From Alva, Oklahoma.
Alva, where would that be? Okay, we're sitting right on the border. All right, then what?
How are you, Brother Tony?
Fine.
Respectfully requesting multiple copies of the Messiah According to Bible Prophecy for distribution through our prison library.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Great material. Precise, insightful, convicting, teaching, honoring the amazing Word of God. We can use this material as leverage against the Prince of Darkness to help our 431 male inmates. BJCC consists mostly of drug offenders. We are emphasizing biblical change via conversion to the Lord Jesus. Please send copies for our guys, 10 to 20 plus. Please bless you, Brother Tony, Chaplain Darrell from Alva, Oklahoma.
Okay, well, Chaplain, we're going to send you 30 English and 30 Spanish. And if there are any other people there, just tell us what language you want. And I believe we'll probably have it. We'll send German, Italian, everything. Chinese, Japanese. We are preaching the gospel to the whole world like the Lord commanded. Go into every nation, he said. Amen?
Amen.
And praise the Lord. That's why God blesses those that do what he says. That's why he blesses me and the people in this ministry. Because we believe in doing what the Lord says. Okay, then next letter.
Next letter's from Accra, Ghana.
That's wonderful, you know, that these chaplains are, we're in a lot of prisons now, and in every university library. I don't care if it's Harvard or Yale, all the big universities carry my literature, and they call it higher than university teaching. So when you're listening to me, you're really getting an education.
Amen.
Because it's the Holy Spirit, and there's no one smarter than the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? Yeah, you can rely on that. Okay, then where's the next letter from?
From Accra, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, Pastor Lama.
Okay, now the grace, that means the power. Read it that way, the power.
The power of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, Pastor Lamo.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. The same to you. Then what?
May God bless you. I'm proud of you. I'm a local chief for 15 deprived villages in the Republic of Ghana. I got your newsletter from a Muslim friend, and I was able to translate it to our local language called U. Through that, I have won more souls.
How do you spell that, U?
E-W-E.
Okay, then what?
Through that, I have won more souls for Christ. Because of this, we meet once a week for worship and discussion under a big tree in the village. We have named the church after you. Please, Pastor, I was once a Catholic deacon. After my theological studies, I had to leave the seminary to become a traditional chief because of my family. I have always loved to be with the good news of Christ. Please, Pastor, I want to spend the rest of my life in your ministry.
You know, this man was a Catholic, and he was a good person. Like I say, there are many, maybe millions of really good people in the Catholic Church. They have no idea of the filth that's going on in the hierarchy over there in the Vatican. Like Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King, but the old Martin Luther that founded the Lutheran churches, journeyed from Germany to the Vatican, and he, when he got there, and he met the Pope, and they got gave him an audience in there, he said, "This place is a sewer of corruption." And he was a devout Catholic. He said, "This place is a sewer." So I don't blame the Catholic laity or even priests for the things that that cult is doing. They keep those things very secret from you folks. And then, but the Lord, if you read the Bible thoroughly, which they forbid you to do, you'll find out that that place is the seat of Satan. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where the devil sits. And you should just get out of here, get out of there, just like these people, this man did. He got out of there. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord for you, brother. Then what else?
If there is any information which one has to give before becoming part of your ministry, I will be glad if you can send me more newsletters to move to other areas in my country to save souls, and also little financial support to build a tent for more winning souls. Pastor, there are millions...
Just let me know how much a tent costs, all right? And we'll make another appeal for people that are sitting sumptuously and spending more money on television and booze and the wrong things to eat and things like that. But that you'll find something to give to God. That is, if you want God to give you the kingdom of heaven. Okay, he tells you that you're robbing him if you don't. And we need... People have, they want tents, they want buildings, they want millions of pieces of literature and Bibles. And Bibles, a million Bibles is going to cost, well over $2 million. Okay, and then it costs about that or more to ship them. Unless we can set up printing presses there in Africa, China, and other places, we could save a lot of money on shipping. So if any of you people that are listening, all you people that are listening to this program, try go to people that you know have money and see if they, if you can get their soul saved so that they'll be able to clearly understand the spiritual realm and how important it is to tell people how close we are to the end of time and that they need to get their souls straight with the Lord. Okay, then what?
Pastor, there are millions of people here in my country who have not heard about the good news of Christ.
See, that's why you need to dig into your pocket. We can't finance the entire ministry to the world. We need your help. It's the Bible says that we're one body, and we have to cooperate with each other. Those that have money, give it. Those that are able to preach, preach. Those that are able to teach, teach. And if you can't do that, if you're just a helper, helper, well, then what you could do is be an evangelist by distributing this literature of mine that is winning millions and millions of souls all over the globe. All right? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Come on, let's get... Because what you're going to do here on this side of eternity is all that you're going to be able to do for the Lord once you're standing at the judgment bar or at the on the great white throne or at the mercy seat of Christ. You're going to be judged for what you did or didn't do on this side of eternity. So come on, let's get straight. Let's get busy, okay?
Amen.
What are you spending money on? You can afford to send a few million bucks over here, so or else send it to our printers. Or if you're in China, set up a printing press and start printing Bibles over there in Africa and India. Come on, all right? You don't have to send the money to me. All I'm going to do is just spend it over there anyway, all right? Okay, then what?
God richly bless you for your work. Yours faithfully, Wisdom, from Dan Soman, Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Now, if you send me money over here, we're going to print it up. We have our own print shop here. We'll buy the paper. It took 6 to 8 weeks to get enough paper to just print 100,000 Bibles for China. Come on, get busy, you people. Don't be sitting around idle, and don't leave your money in some cookie jar or something, or in a cardboard box, or somewhere in your house, or some safe or something. It's not doing any good there. Suppose you died tomorrow, and you left all that money in a safe. Get it busy for the Lord, and He'll send you back 100 times more than you give.
Amen.
That's a promise, okay? And the Lord's promises are always kept. Yeah, go ahead. What else? What's this letter from?
Houtsdale, Pennsylvania.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor, it is with the utmost respect and honor and grace that I send my greetings to you and your ministry.
Grace means power. Okay, read that again with the word power instead of grace, because these people, these false preachers, or they, if they're not false preachers, what they are is they're not mature. They don't know what the word grace means. They say it's undeserved favor from the Lord. No, the Lord says you deserve salvation if you come to Him. As a matter of fact, if you come to Him and receive Him into your heart by the Holy Spirit, that you're a son of God and you're very deserving of everything that He gives you. God is not your sucker. He's not giving you something for nothing. You have to go to work, okay? Mm-hmm. Arbeiten. What's the Spanish word for that again? Trabajo, right? You have to go, you have to trabajo for the Lord, because He's going to judge you for all the trabajo. In German, arbeiten, or the work that you do for the Lord, okay? Let's get busy. Can't just sit in an armchair and, you know, watch Christian TV and do nothing. That's like, you know, you're getting all this seed, which is the Word of God. It's not money. All these guys that are telling you to give some seed money. No, plant the seed, okay? I'm just about ready to plant some corn crops and some tomatoes. I'm a farmer, okay, as well as a preacher, a teacher, a pastor. And I'm going to plant some watermelons, cantaloupe, and green peppers and such. And if I just kept the seed in the bag, nothing would grow. Or the corn, if I just ground that up into cornmeal and made some corn pone, some cornbread, nothing would come up in my field out there. I've got to have enough faith in God that when I plant that seed, that He's going to make more corn come up. Then I'll have enough for seed for next year. Plus, I'll be able to make all the pone I want to eat, all the corn pone, the cornbread, or I can make corn cereal. But you got to plant. If you don't plant, you're not going to get a harvest, all right? Mm-hmm. And the Bible plainly says, Jesus said, the seed is the Word of God, not money. So you have to preach the seed into people. You have to sow it into them, all right? And some of them are got stony hearts, and they're not going to receive it. Some are by the wayside where automobiles run over it or wagons or something, and it's so hard that it just lays on top of the soil and doesn't take root. And some of it gets sown into different thorns and thistles and weeds, and it chokes it up. Those are the cares of the world. We can't be concerned about the cares of the world. Some of you people are such money grabbers. I mean, you die and you can't take not even one part of a penny with you into into eternity. You're just going to leave it behind. The wisest man in the world said that. He says, you know, it's all vanity, working and making money and not taking any time out for your soul. He said, everything is vanity and vexation of spirit. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible tells us, he said he bought all kinds of animals and he planted all kinds of trees and fruit and vegetables and got himself men singers and women singers and acrobats and all kinds of things, and found out all it is to see something, and the more fruit and vegetables that he grew, all it was to see people eating it. Otherwise, it's going to rot on the tree and in the ground. And he said, it's all vanity and vexation of spirit. The main thing at the end of the whole book of Ecclesiastes, he says, all that is vanity. It's just worthless. He says, the thing that's the most only important thing in the whole world is to fear God and keep his commandments. And he commands you to help us get this word of God, this seed, out into everybody. If you don't have money, that's very good. You know, that's all right. You know, just at least distribute the literature, because we're giving it to you free of charge, okay? Mm-hmm. You can distribute it. And then you're going to get the same equal reward with us, because we're the body of Christ and we're all going to be in heaven. But if you just won't sow seed, you don't have any confidence that the word of God is going to bring in a harvest, then you're evil. You don't have faith in the word of God. And we're saved by faith, and we are healed by faith. Now the Lord, he has his bit. Now for your healing, here's what the Lord did for your healing. He got thorns jammed into his head. He was beaten to a pulp. He was pierced in his side. All of his infirmities and sicknesses, all of our infirmities and sickness and diseases were put upon him. He was nailed through his hands and feet. He was beaten with cat of nine tails and beat with everything so marred that no one could even believe that he was a human body. All these pictures you see of him hanging there in such a, you know, nice way, and so this is just garbage. He was beaten into unrecognition. He was beaten into a pulp. And for you to not believe that he's healed you, why would he have taken such a beating if he didn't mean what he said? He says, by the beating I took, by the way I was totally marred and smashed to pieces, that was for your healing. And so by my stripes, by this beating I took, you're healed. And as he ascended up into the kingdom of heaven, he was telling you how you're not going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. He says, look, I love you enough to tell you the truth. You're healed, okay? Now, if you don't believe that, you don't have faith, and you're saved by faith. Just ask me to come into your heart, and by the Spirit, I'll come into your heart. And if you are laying there sick, and you're not receiving healing, I paid for it, and you're refusing it because you don't believe my words. That's the worst thing you could ever do, to be like Eve and Adam, to not believe God's word. Here, they didn't have to plow or till the soil or anything. They were hungry. Their dance of breakfast, lunch, and dinner is hanging on a tree. Amen?
Amen.
All they had to do is just take it and eat it. They didn't have to pick it. You could just bite it and just leave the core there hanging on the tree, right? So there was no toiling, there was no plowing or tilling the soil or putting water wells in and all this stuff. There's plenty of water there. Amen?
Amen.
But they did not believe God, and so they had to go out. And it says that man is going to have to earn his salvation by and his livelihood by the sweat of his brow. In other words, he has to work. And so, in essence, working is a blessing because it keeps you so busy. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. If you're sitting around doing nothing, you're just thinking of whatever Satan puts into your mind, and he likes to use people's minds like it's an airport. He sends in one flight, and it lands, and there's all kinds of thoughts, evil thoughts that come into your head. But if you're out there in the field working and you're saying, oh God, you know, it's hot out here. It's horribly hot. Provide some water for me. Can I have rest or some shade or something? This keeps your mind on. That's why, you know, women, the Bible says that there's really not any good women. Women have to be made to be good. That's why, you know, their minds are really used by the devil a lot. You can see that today. Very few women are being saved. They go in, you can see them in churches, but there's a lot of them that are not worth the salt if you knew what they do in secret. But the Bible says they're saved in childbearing. And the reason for that is that baby keeps them busy. Oh, they're taking care of a human life. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. and they take care of them, and it keeps their mind off of sex and degeneracy and lesbianism and all the other things, because they're taking care of the baby. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why women are saved by childbearing and work. They're doing the work around the house and paying attention to their husband. If they don't pay any attention to their children and their husband, they're lost. Mm-hmm. Amen? That's just that simple. So God, in love, has ways to keep everybody busy. The men are not supposed to be office queens sitting around with air conditioner on them, you know, or just deadbeats, where they're not working. And the work that the Lord wants us to do now is to get out into the field. And the Bible says, God, Jesus says the word, the world is the field. And so, distribute this literature and you'll get the same reward that we do, because you're part of the body of Christ if you're caring about winning souls. All right?
Amen.
So, I mean, there's so much to learn about the Bible. You need to learn the depth of the Word of God and the wisdom of that. That's wisdom, and that's real love. He says, if you're not working, you're listening to the devil. You idiots were there in paradise, and you went because you weren't busy. You were just like, you know, plucking an apple here or a peach over here or a pear or whatever. And the devil comes and talks to you, and you sit because you're not busy, just sitting there listening to him. Like an idiot. Okay? And you lost. You gave the world, the earth, the world, over to Satan. And look at the destruction that it causes. If you think things are getting any better in this world, you've got to be more blind than I am. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm blind, and I know the world is condemned and it's going to burn with fire. And you're not going to like it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to like it, and you're going to like it a lot less. We just had another earthquake over here in Indonesia, and the last report I heard was that there was 5,000 dead and thousands of people hospitalized and are near death. And so, you know, if you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord, in other words, on the things that He's told you to do, you say, how do we keep our mind on the Lord? Get busy, okay? If you can't, you know, go out and distribute literature and witness to people, it's really a blessing, because you're going to meet a lot of people, and you're going to go through some fire, very little, and you're going to win human souls. And women, you know, and men, you know, make your wife have children, okay? Keep her busy changing diapers and cleaning up the vomit and the dirty clothes and all this sort of stuff. And you guys get out there and start working for the Lord. All right? It's a blessing. In love, God has fixed it to where your mind is not the devil's workshop. The Lord wants you to change your mind. He wants you to change your mind. Okay? Renew your mind. Amen?
Amen.
And you renew it by changing. You have to change it. The Lord's not going to change it for you. He makes you a free moral agent, and He wants you to change your mind. You have to do it. You have to go to work. You got to get up out of that couch potato or that couch where you're sitting there and get out and start walking. That's why walking is good for your health. You know, all the health experts say that. That's not going to hurt you to go up and down the streets and distribute literature. Amen?
Amen.
And the souls are going to be saved. Get busy for the Lord, or else the devil's going to take you over. Amen?
Amen.
Some people just sitting around, you know, and going, oh, Lord, I'm getting hit. I'm getting hit. That's why you're getting hit, because you're not busy, okay? Get busy for the Lord, and you won't be hit, okay? He'll hit you in a different way, but it doesn't make any difference, because the Lord has already destroyed the works of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so the next letter here, what does it say?
It was from Houtsdale, Pennsylvania. Dear Pastor, it is with the utmost respect and honor and power that I send my greetings to you and your ministry. I received your newsletter, which is a blessing. Thank you. I am already into the church, and I take the Lord's word very seriously, and I appreciate receiving your spiritual literature. I would just like to thank you, because your literature helps me stay strong in the Word, God's Word. I will stand strong in my faith and continue to praise Him. He is worthy. Praise God, your brother in Christ, Tony from Houtsdale, Pennsylvania.
Right. See, if you're distributing the literature and you're praising and thanking the Lord, that you have an opportunity while on this side of eternity to do something for God so that he can honor you at the mercy seat of Christ rather than standing at the great white throne before God and being condemned into hell forever. What we do on this side of eternity either blesses us or condemns us. And so, you know, why can be condemned when you have an opportunity to distribute this literature, and when you have the opportunity? I'm not saying all of you have money, otherwise we wouldn't be giving this, all these things to you free. But if you do have money, I mean, or if you know somebody that has it, get the gospel to them and tell them, come on, let's pitch in and win souls, amen, so that you're not sitting there idle or just concentrating on something here on this earth. That's vanity, because once you die, the only thing that's going to matter is if you did something for the Lord or not. All right? And if you did something for the Lord, you stand an excellent chance to enter the kingdom of God. If not, you're going to flunk. You're going to fail. You're going to go to hell in the lake of fire. Then what? Another letter?
That was the last letter.
Okay, now, as I promised you, here's a warning. We'll just read some of this. We may go through the whole thing, but go ahead and start reading it. As I said, the Vatican is a liar and a thief and a murderer. And the country, the whole world is now set up. The Vatican is Satan's church. The government, the world government happens to be Satan's government that enforces the evil things that Satan, through the popes and cardinals, are inflicting on this world. And the media is the one that says, yeah, that's right. What the Vatican is saying is right. And, okay, everybody get ready, because you have to lay down your life for Satan. It's all right to watch pornography and filth and degeneracy. It's all right to have fornication, to be a lesbian. And they just pump that in your brain. But you've got to get out on the streets where you don't hear this stuff and just start coming back at them. I notice every time I'm out on the streets distributing literature that people shy away from me. They're afraid of me. Don't be afraid of Satan, because if you are, you go to hell in the lake of fire, because of that's the first thing that the Lord put on his list for a reason, is of putting your soul in hell in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, okay, is the fearful and unbelieving shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. Okay, then go ahead, read.
Secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law.
So the Vatican, pastors that don't read the Word of God, they're, and anyone that doesn't read the Word of God, are open. It's like shooting fish in a barrel for the devil. He's got you. There's no way that you know right from wrong unless you read the Bible, or why you would go to hell if you don't read the Bible, or why you go to heaven if you don't read the Bible. You've got to read the Bible. That's God's instructions of the straight and narrow path to get into the kingdom of heaven and stay out of hell in the lake of fire, okay? Okay, so here it is, another deception from the Vatican, the world government, and the media to hoodwink even pastors into sending people's souls to hell. So read that again so they can understand it better.
Secret FEMA plan.
I forget that. It's just a FEMA plan, that's a branch of the government, okay? Then to do what?
To use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law.
Yeah, in other words, we're supposed to teach you, don't worry about anything. Everything's just cool. Everything's straight. You don't have to worry, okay? So they put a pacifier in your mouth, okay? Pacifiers are for babies. Okay, when you become a child, you play with toys. But now it's time to put your toys away and to start doing the things that godly people do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read.
Nationwide initiative trains volunteers to teach congregations to, quote, obey the government, unquote.
Yeah, and what they've done is they've written these government Bibles that say that they are the authority, God's authorities here on earth, and they are not. They're Satan's authority. And God plainly tells us that in the 13th chapter of the book of Romans. It says that the authorities are God's ministers. You say, well, they wouldn't be in office if God didn't put them there. God never put these people in office. You people voted them in. And I don't consider you as God, okay? Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, it's the majority. The majority has always been wrong. Don't you remember? The whole world was drowned except 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority was wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that hell has to be enlarged because you people, as the majority, are dead wrong, okay? You're dead ducks. Okay, then read.
Nationwide initiative trains volunteers to teach congregations to obey the government during seizure of guns, property, forced inoculations, and forced relocation.
Okay, now we don't believe in firearms anyway because the Lord said for us not those that live by the sword or by carnal weapons will die by them. And so we don't use carnal weapons. We use the weapon, the Word of God, which is the greatest weapon in the world. That's the weapon that Jesus used. And then you may say, well, yeah, but he lost. No, he didn't. He said no man could take his life. Nobody. The whole world could not take it. He said he lays it down because if he didn't, we wouldn't be able to be saved. There had to be genuine human blood. He was God-man. Had to be shed because there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. All the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament were symbols or they were symbols or types or figures of that which was to come. And when Jesus came into the world, he was the symbol of what all those animal sacrifices were. And after he died on the cross, that ended the animal sacrifices. And that was most of the law of the Old Testament. Is that you must do. You see, if you read the law in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and Exodus, you'll see that's the main thing, is all these animal sacrifices, because they were symbolic or metaphors of Christ, God, coming to the world as a man. And so that's all over with. And so when people say, well, the law is over with, just that part of the law, but the moral law, which takes up just a little space, is never ends. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not my words, okay? Just the animal sacrifices, the metaphors, the symbols, the types, the figures, the shadows. That's over with, okay? Because the real thing, the real deal has come into the world. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the real sacrifice. And he died, and now we have to do that. We have to accept the Lord if we want to enter into heaven. The whole Old and New Testament was all about the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And I hear these people that are supposed to be really good ministers, they don't, when they're saying the sinner's prayer, they never mentioned these ministers, the blood of Jesus. They say, well, enter my heart, and I know that you're going to do good. But they're the ones that say, once saved, always saved. It's eternal security. This is that man from, what's his name again, that tall, lanky preacher that says, God, you're always saved. You can't fall away. Who? Yeah, Charles Stanley. It would be better that you tune in Bozo than watching him, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just watch Lassie or Bozo or Ricky Nelson and his family, you know, something like that, because it's much better than to receive false doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say some of the things he says, right? Absolutely. I mean, he preaches fantastic messages. But then again, he sends your soul to hell by saying you can sin, you can never fall away and all that. And so it's just bad to listen to him. It's horrible. All right, I just heard him yesterday again. I thought, man, this is a fantastic message. Then he goes right in. You're saved for eternity. All you have to do is say the sinner's prayer. Nothing that you have to go to work for him. You have to fear the Lord. No, you don't have to fear anything. It's just everything is just peaches and cream. Just like all the major preachers on television. You know, watch Lassie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or better than that, listen to me, okay?
Amen.
Because, you know, I've got the real stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
This is by Paul Joseph Watson on prisonplanet.com, May 24th, 2006.
Okay, you can dial and get this yourself, prisonplanet.com. Okay, mark that down, prisonplanet.com. That's where we got this from.
Yes.
And you can read it for yourselves. Okay, we don't even have to send you a tape on this particular part of the tape, but I said a lot of other things that are very important. The Lord said through me. Okay, then go ahead and read it.
A pastor has come forward to blow the whistle on a nationwide FEMA program.
Well, this is a worldwide, actually. A nationwide. In other words, why is the government doing this to you? Don't they love you? They say they do, okay, and that they're concerned about, and they give you money. You know, Mr. Bush says, I'm giving you more money now. You know, there's a man in the Bible that sold his soul for a little bowl of beans. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that too? So sell your soul for a bowl of beans? I would say keep your money, man.
Amen.
Okay, keep your money. Because I'm not selling my soul for it. Okay, and I could care less about the escalated price on gas. That's a big hype as well. There's no reason for charging you more money. I've been told by government officials that there is 300 years of stored of gas and petroleum stored up, and also there is hundreds of millions of gallons of oil in our ground in the United States that they will not allow anyone to get. So they're just pulling your leg. I'm just being mild, pulling your leg, so to speak. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all a dirty, filthy lie. I wrote a piece of literature a long time ago, The Big Lie is Coming, and it's here, all right? And the end of time is here. Okay, then go ahead.
A pastor has come forward to blow the whistle on a nationwide FEMA program, which is training pastors and other religious representatives to become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for a death.
Yeah, the government, and I have to warn you again, that it's the Antichrist government. And the Pope and the people in the Vatican are telling them exactly what to do. And if they don't, they have these torpedoes, hitmen, like mafia, they'll come and kill you. If you're a president or vice president and you don't do what they say, just take another look at Kennedy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at his brains blown out of his head. Oh, so you're going to be frightened by the government. Listen, I'd rather have my brains blown out than to go to hell
Amen.
In the lake of fire
Amen.
For these bunch of fatherless children. All right? Shoot, if you will, this old bald head. Rather be it than the Bible instead. Amen?
Amen.
The actual poem goes, gray head. All right? Right, what else? And it's the flag instead, but I say the Bible instead.
Amen.
Because the flag today doesn't stand for anything. I love the USA. I am the most patriotic person in the world. But I'm for not just the people in the United States, I'm for the people of the whole world. The whole entire world. You notice I get a lot of mail from all over the world.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
In preparation for a declaration of martial law, property and firearm seizures, and forced relocation.
Well, they took all of our property just about 10 years ago, every bit of it. But I says, God gave it to me. God let them take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, I have the number one grooviest clothing store in all of Nashville, the United States, the world. Nobody has a better clothing store than me. And I have a website, Tony Alamo Designs. That's it, isn't it? Tony Alamo Designs. And you can look at the fantastic clothes that I made. And there's pictures of movie stars and Mike Tyson and Don King and Hulk Hogan and Dolly Parton and Jacqueline Kennedy and Jacqueline Onassis, the Mrs. Douglas MacArthur. I did all the clothing for the TV program when it was number one of Dallas. You know, I've done so many people's clothing, and they took that. And I was in 10,000 stores with jackets, and they told all the stores that I was running slave labor camps. That's funny. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these kids over here are pampered like you can't believe.
Amen.
Everything they say about me, but what can they do but lie? I mean, they have nothing truthful to say about me.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, they'd be sending nice letters in like all these other people sent them in, and I'd be reading them on the air. But I wonder why President Bush has sent me 17 letters trying to get, he wanted me to tell him what they should do in the Middle East to bring about peace. And so I wrote a piece of literature on that, and he got it. And he swore that he was going to put it on his the White House website, but he never did. Just another one of his lies. But, you know, President Bush, we're still, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not being facetious. We're praying. I pray, Father God, that that man's soul will be saved. Because he reminds me of, not just because of that, but he reminds me of a friend of mine that was the dean of Rice University. Both of us used to run around together before I was saved. We'd hit the beer joints and eat peanuts and drink beer and listen to the jukebox, you know. And we had a favorite song, Hang Down Your Head, Tom, Pause, Do Leave. If he's listening, write me a note, man. And President Bush, you remind me of that guy. And I mean, I actually even had a vision about you where both of us were getting our heads together. I'm not going to go your way. You've got to go the Lord's way. Amen?
Amen.
And then you'll be saved. And I wouldn't mind, you know, you shouldn't care whether you take a bullet or what. If I was you, I'd come over here and join our troops.
Mm.
And then you'd really, you know, you and God is the majority. Myself and God is the majority. If God be with me, you cannot be against me. Be afraid. Okay? Be afraid to do anything wrong to the people of the Lord. The Lord will tear you to ribbons. Okay? Be afraid, all you government antichrist workers. Fear God. Be afraid, Pope. Mr. Ratzinger, be afraid of God. And all you people that are afraid of this antichrist government, the church and this media, don't be afraid. Be afraid of the Lord, because the Lord is ready to unleash all of his fury on this earth. If you don't believe there's fury, get a concordance, look at the word fury and anger of the Lord, and you'll find the Bible's just loaded with it. And they're doing everything to try to discredit the Bible, but Jesus said he's God. The Old Testament says that Jesus is God come in the flesh, and there's just hundreds of places where it says that, okay? And Jesus himself says it, okay? And they have these new Bibles that were printed in, but with your tax dollars for the Bible. It says that the government is the authority here on earth. It is Satan incarnate, okay? And I'm saying that because it's the truth, and it's God saying it right through me. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not going to believe God, you're going to go in the place that you're not going to like after you die. And you're not going to live long, because this world is over with. I'm talking about all you people in the Antichrist media, government, and the cult out there in Rome, and its affiliates all over the world. Okay, keep going.
In March of this year, the pastor, who we shall refer to as Pastor Revere, was invited to attend a meeting of his local FEMA chapter, which circulated around preparedness for a potential bioterrorist attack, any natural disaster, or a nationally declared emergency. The FEMA directors told the pastors that attended that it was their job to help implement FEMA and Homeland Security.
It's your job to fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And they're telling you it's your job to do this and that for Satan. Don't do it. Fear God, that's the whole duty of man, and keep his commandments. And I see that my time is up right now. I'd love to have Michelle here read all the rest of this to you. But we gave you the website. Tell it to them again.
PrisonPlanet.com.
PrisonPlanet.com. Read it and don't do it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't do what they're saying. All right, now the Bible states that you can't really believe all the things that I'm telling you unless you know the Bible. How are you going to check it out if I'm telling you the truth or if FEMA's telling the truth? How are you going to know if God is telling you this? It's your job to just tell everybody a lie. That is not. It's your job to tell everybody the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the way to heaven. I am the truth, not FEMA. and I am the life. No man is going to get into the kingdom of heaven except through me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone that attempts to get into heaven by following FEMA, the world government, the Vatican, or any of its affiliates, or the media, they're like thieves and robbers, and no thief or robber shall enter the kingdom of heaven. All right? Mm-hmm. So in order to be the truth, be of the truth, you must have the truth in you. And the only way that you're going to be the embodiment of the truth is you must have the Word of God in you, because you must be the body of the Word of God. And it's not just going to come into you. You have to read the Word of God so that you are the embodiment of the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So you're in reality, when you study the Word of God, you have Jesus living in you. But you don't have him living in you unless you fill your body with Jesus, the Word of God. Then you become the embodiment of the Word of God, which is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's start out now by getting your soul right with the Lord. Say this prayer to God after me. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Now here's something that none of the preachers say. And wash all my filthy sins away in the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is what washes sins away. And by faith, Lord, apply this blood on my soul and take all these sins away. And let me receive your word, which is Jesus, into me so that I can be the embodiment of the Word of God, which is Christ here on this earth. The continuation of Christ, the Word's incarnation here on this earth. Now, Lord, I know you will not turn me away, because your Word, which is Jesus, and he's the truth, promises that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for your salvation, for you now becoming the embodiment of the living Christ. And you must fill yourself up with Christ, the fullness of Christ, which is the whole Bible, in order for you to be the embodiment of Christ and to have the power of Christ in living within your mortal body, to be able to endure all the different things that we have to go through, and all the dirty lies that are being told. Okay, so do that. Now here's Sharon telling you how you can receive a copy of program number 192. Ask for program 192, and please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, because we'll send it to you that way. And remember that this is free of charge, and the postage and handling is paid for. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, so make sure you listen tomorrow. That'll be part 91 of How to Have God's Life Living in You and Why. All right, until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, listen to the Word of God. Don't listen to the Antichrist, and you'll be blessed by God. Okay? God bless you. Keep doing that, and he will. And until tomorrow, praise the Lord, and keep praising him. Amen.